You know what we need? An app to check our phone bills line by line.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. There's news the Federal Trade Commission is suing T-Mobile, accusing the telephone carrier of billing for services not rendered and ignoring complaints from customers about the charges. The alleged practice is called cramming, and Marketplace's Dan Weissman has been looking into this. Dan?
The FTC says T-Mobile allowed third parties to add bogus charges to customers' bills, so consumers got billed for stuff like flirting tips or horoscopes or trivia quizzes they'd never ordered, to the tune of maybe 10 bucks a month every month. It's a practice called mobile cramming the FTC's been trying to crack down on. And the FTC says T-Mobile ignored signs the charges were bogus and that the company buried those charges deep inside phone bills that could be more than 100 pages long. So page 123 of a bill might have a line showing a $9.99 charge for something that looked like gobbledygook. The FTC says T-Mobile collected 35 to 40% of those charges. For its part, T-Mobile doesn't dispute that stuff like this happened, but the company says it stopped billing for those services in late 2013. And since then, it's created a program to help customers get refunds.
Marketplace's Dan Weissman, thank you. Now let's check the numbers. The 100 share index in London is up 0.3% at the moment. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up. If the Dow gains something like 44 points today, it'll cross above 17,000 if you are into spurious milestones. Now, over the past decade, China has put in high-speed rail lines, fancy airports, and high-rise apartment blocks almost beyond belief. This is to meet the demand of millions of people who moved from the countryside to the cities to seek their fortune in what is the most profound social and economic transformation of the past 50 years. But government efforts to curb real estate prices have led to a glut of vacant apartments and falling property prices. The BBC's Rob Young files this report from Hangzhou.
This place is incredible.
And hard.
It's huge, isn't it? There's a big walk-in wardrobe here. Rather bizarrely, there's a glass wall between the bedroom and the bathroom. Throughout, it's decorated it very extravagantly. It's amazing.
It's a perfect apartment for, you know, three-person family, one young couple with a child.
An estate agent, Miss Wang, is showing me around a brand-new block of luxury apartments. Prices have been cut just months after they went on sale.
How much would this cost me?
It's 5.7 million RMB. That's $900,000.
Is that cheaper than it was a while back? Is there a discount on that?
It's cheaper than it was when we started in 2011. That's the current price. Now the banks have tighter cash flow. Also, people think the government might launch something like a property tax. That would make the price go a bit lower. So buyers have started to wait and see again. That's why we are giving a better discount.
If I wait, will it get cheaper?
Not necessarily. Somebody will buy the property before you, because the total number of apartments for sale is going down all the time.
I've been to several housing developments and it's the same story everywhere. There are loads of unsold apartments and they're all offering discounts, one as much as a quarter off.
I'm having a cup of chrysanthemum flower tea with Yi Jian. He's a 28-year-old medical equipment salesman. Like many young Chinese, he can't afford his own home, despite the recent price falls.
I've been living in Hangzhou for 4 years, and yes, I do have a plan to buy a property here. Property prices are definitely a factor, and we're keeping a very close eye on the falling prices, and we'll keep doing that. If prices have already reached the bottom, I have no other choice. I have to buy. But I hope the prices keep going down.
So have you been saving hard? Have you been putting away some money every month for the apartment of your dreams?
I can't afford to buy an apartment on my own. I definitely need the support from my family, but that's why I need to decide how big the apartment should be.
Rob Young from our partner broadcaster, the BBC, reporting from Hangzhou, China. On Central Park South in Manhattan, Hyatt is building a new five-star hotel. According to Forbes Travel Guide, there are just seven others in New York City. With all those stars, the new hotel will have all sorts of fanciness. If you Bob Underwater in the Pool, you'll be able to hear live music from nearby Carnegie Hall. Oh, and how much for five stars? $7.95 a night. Sally Herships has more.
Standards, people. Five-star hotels are all about standards. Hanya Yanagihara is an editor at Condé Nast Traveler.
You know, there has to be a 24-hour reception area. There has to be 24-hour room service. There has to be express dry cleaning service.
Different companies evaluate hotels differently. Forbes Travel Guide ranks hotels according to 800 standards. But 70% of its secret algorithm is tied to customer service. Michael Cascone is the guide's president and COO.
No one leaves a hotel and says, you know what, that lobby was beautiful, but the service was bad and I'm going back.
Bruce Wallen is editorial director at lifestyle magazine The Rob Report, which covers hotels, but without a checklist. He says five-star guests expect 400 thread count sheets and nice artwork. What sets top hotels apart is service and surprise.
In Milan, there's a hotel where, you know, every afternoon you get a knock on the door, and instead of house cleaning, it's a cocktail cart, and they'll make whatever drink you want right in your room.
In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And the financial media is focused today on word that one of the most prominent personages in that industry is ill. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon has told employees he has cancer of the throat. Dimon, who is 58, says the cancer was caught early and the prognosis is excellent, with 8 weeks of radiation and chemo planned. The Wall Street Journal notes that while Dimon will stay on, companies of this scale have elaborate backup leadership plans. In the case of J.P. Morgan, the board always has immediate, 3-year, and 5-year succession scenarios that it can consult. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.